Brent Johnson, my friend, it's good to have you on the screen. I'm giggling because we're trying to kick off the show and introduce the world to a fun little idea we have, and we're having our fits with it. But it looks like we're here. We're ready to introduce everyone to the Milkshakes, Madness, and Markets podcast, or show as we're calling it. This is going to be a very different concept than, you know, the typical financial market podcast that's out there, and it's been somewhat of a brainchild for you. Do you want to share a little bit with people what approach we're going to take here and how it's a little different?
Yeah, I just thought, you know, we would have kind of the non-financial podcast, financial podcast, and we're not even going to call it a podcast. We're going to call it a show because I hate the name podcast. But really, I mean, this sprung out of you and I having a conversation about every week anyway. And, you know, we always talked about markets. We always talked about something ridiculous that was going on in the world. We talked a little bit about politics or sports. But we always ended up laughing about 90% of the time as well. So we thought, well, why don't we just record it? And then, you know, when you told me you were going to set up your OnlyFans webpage to get extra money, I thought maybe we could channel your energy in a little bit more productive manner. So here we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think Milkshakes, Markets, Madness is almost fringing OnlyFans. And I even had a clever name. I was going to call it the Bear Market. but I'm glad that we're here, and we're going to have it something, make it something a bit more topical. Some things for people to realize about the show is that, you know, number one, we're going to keep it short. It's not going to run on endlessly for an hour. You know, generally, I think we're going to keep it under 20 and maybe even shorter than that. It might run long at moments just because I think we're going to have fun doing this. The other thing people probably should keep in mind is, you know, you're oftentimes generating a bit of antagonism on Twitter. And because of that, there's definitely people who...
Occasionally,
yeah. And so I think we're going to give some light to the haters and anyone who brings some interesting topics and thoughts to Twitter and other parts of the world as well. So if you're out there, you know, trying to throw shade on Brent Johnson, you might get highlighted here on the show. Not sure if we really want to encourage any more hate, but that's part of it. Is there anything else you want to kind of highlight or mention to people so they can, you know, get excited about what's to come?
You know, I just think it's going to be fun. You know, this isn't going to be financial advice. It's going to be just, you know, kind of an inside peek on what you and I end up talking about. We always talk about markets. We always talk about what's going on in the world. And it should just be kind of a fun, interesting thing. And we hope everybody tunes in and has a little bit of fun with us on a weekly basis.
Yeah, and you've mentioned before, I think a lot of times people want to see what goes on behind the curtain. And the funny thing is, it's the same things, you know, everyone who's focused in the financial markets, you know, they're humans outside of the markets, you know, so they have fun, they're casual people, they have other interests. And so I think it'll be good to highlight some of that. So if you guys are interested in following along, you can find us online at milkshakespod.com. That's the shortest and fastest version to get to us. But the full domain is milkshakesmarketsmadness.com. We're going to be syndicating through all the typical platforms like Apple, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play, Google Podcast, whatever they're calling it these days. It'll be pretty easy for you to get access to the show. And we'll also be on Twitter, and that's Milkshakes Pod as well as the handle. And again, it's not a podcast, but I think everyone's familiar with that term. So that's the label we're giving it, at least in the interwebs. But for now, we're going to stick to it being a show, perhaps a show about nothing, with a little bit of financial markets and humor sprinkled on top.
Perfect. Sounds good. Looking forward to doing it, man.
All right. Well, we'll be getting into the first episode here shortly, and we look forward to seeing you there.